Now, of course, the more unsafe you make it to get off a withhold, the battier it all becomes until you get a civilization like this one. Now, the one thing by which the communist profits in Australia and South Africa are the laws against perversion. The state, of all means, is regulating how you're going to perform the sexual act. I think that's very interesting. I've seldom seen any police officers in my bedroom. I'm afraid if I did, they'd have short shrift. Of course, I have had the people the police officers are supposed to restrain trying to crawl into my bedroom windows and a few things like that, you know, but that, of course, they wouldn't be interested in. Now, what are they doing? They're just trying to invent some new withholds, aren't they? I think that's fascinating because the communist uses blackmail of this particular kind as a means of controlling heads of state. In other words, if the state itself lends its weight to punishment of withholds, see, it has just laid itself out to be crazy, because now anybody in the state can be blackmailed so as to overthrow the state, because the state will punish the overthrow of the withhold. Do you understand this, or any part of this? All right. Now, there it is on the third dynamic. The state makes it unsafe for anybody to confess to anything. So everybody is withholding from the state. What happens if you withhold from the state or the state misses withholds on you? Of course, you begin to hate the state, and that is the downfall of nationalism. Of course, this may be very fortunate. But nevertheless, they have sown the seeds of their own destruction. By the number of great laws which they arise on how a person shouldn't get off withholds. Let's apply that to an auditing session. The auditor upsets the PC, or tries to make the PC guilty, every time the PC gets off a withhold. Therefore, the auditor is making it unsafe for the PC to get off a withhold. All right, then therefore the auditor trains the PC not to get off unsafe withholds. The auditor then trains the PC to get off only safe withholds. And we read on an auditor's report, I went out at night and looked at the sky and felt strange. And that is a withhold. Great day in the morning. That's a safe withhold, isn't it? Well, of course, the funny part of it is, there it is, it's not a withhold. Not a withhold at all. So you can actually get into a games condition with your PC by punishing the PC for his withholds. You can actually get into a games condition where the PC will only try to get off safe withholds. And there you go. Now, if a PC isn't giving me withholds, I'm afraid that I would become persuasive. A withhold is something that, if revealed, would be prejudicial to his survival. Now, naturally, his individuation comes from his withholds. This hyper-individuation of the PC, this only oneness, this withdrawal into only self, all of that, and withdrawal out of groups, and withdrawal here and there, and so forth, all of these things stem exclusively and only and entirely from, of course, withholds, which, if gotten off, the person believes would injure their survival. Now, the funny part of it is this is not true. The person gets an aberrated idea of what would injure his survival if he got it off, don't you think? And it's this aberrated idea of what they dare get off that brings about the condition of aberration. I think that possibly you've got one, two, or three apiece. Some kind of an average like that, that if you revealed it in the wrong quarter, it's factual that somebody would be likely to take action. If the state of New South Guinea or something of the sort found out about this, well, might be a poor show. You've all got some that were factual. There are some factual ones, right? Some real ones. And you get those real buried, and they get very insisted. And the other aberrated idea builds up on those. And we get a build-up of that. Now, the punishment of our parents, of course, we feel offhand that this comes from past life. 3D crisscross gets these areas cleaned up. But when we started this life, we already had the idea that if we disclosed certain things to our parents, or we did certain things, or we didn't withhold mean words and so forth from our father, or something like that, we'd find ourselves suddenly without food, clothing, and shelter. In other words, we get this exaggerated idea. Well, it's built on our past life structure. But that's a bad enough basis. Now, we take off from there, and we move into areas and then do commit something which, if revealed, would be very upsetting, or would have been very upsetting. And then other little things start piling up on the top of that, and so on, and we get up to a point where we become quite aberrated, quite individuated. We get so we can't even communicate with parts of our body. And the result of all this, naturally, is a feeling of high antisocialness. And somebody comes close to these withholds, and we believe implicitly, you see, that if we got off this withhold, naturally we could just see the police running in. My God, the sirens going in all directions, you see, and police by the squad coming, bursting in the front door, probably with battering rams, you know, and they got handcuffs, and they're all ready to put them on you, you know, and drag you off. And naturally, the cell they're going to drag you to is not any of the modern jails, you know, which just dramatize withholds. It's probably one of the old-time dungeons, you know, where they bury you up to the neck in water and leave you there for 40 years or something like this. You see, you get an aberrated idea of the punishment in jail. And this all of a sudden rekindles, you know. The auditor gets close to one of these things, and this idea, at any minute, this horrible series of circumstances is going to occur, and naturally we consider the auditor dangerous. Well, listen, the auditor's only dangerous if he doesn't pull the withhold. And that is a recurring phrase that is starting to happen here in the school. There are certain auditors that we designate as dangerous auditors. Why are they dangerous? Because they will only tick and not pull a withhold. And we call those people dangerous auditors. Why? Their PCs are all going to be mad at them. They are themselves going to goof up and get lots of loses one way or the other. And they're going to always be involved in ARC breaks of some kind or another. And they're going to have people going around gossiping about how bad central organizations are and how bad they are and how bad everything else is and so forth. And they are dangerous. But from the PC's viewpoint, the person becomes dangerous the moment they might find out whatever this thing is, you see. And the auditor appears for a moment dangerous. The auditor might find out. When the PC gets ARC breaky, however, only when the auditor fails to find out. The auditor has to go the whole way. And an auditor who won't go the whole way, an auditor who will only get off safe withholds off of a PC, is dangerous. And that is today's adjudication on whether a person can audit or not. Are they a safe auditor or a dangerous auditor? Oddly enough, it's a complete reversal. The auditor who gets off safe withholds is dangerous. And the auditor who will get off unsafe withholds is safe. You understand that? Now, you've got to bust through any feeling you have on this and look at this square in the teeth and follow it through, because you're actually, all of your activities as an auditor are totally 100% based on this one little fact. It all cones down to this. An auditor who will not pull dangerous withholds from a PC is a dangerous oddity.